Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for March the 13th, 2014. Could I have a roll call, please, Lisa?
Paul?
Here.
Gallagher?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Spranger?
Gallagher.
Thank you. The board is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board to look at special uses and variances that apply to the city ordinance. Each member has had an opportunity to view the site in question and usually comes to the meeting to make a final vote. Okay. Could I have an approval of the minutes for the February 13th meeting?
Second.
Lisa, would you call a roll, please?
Paul?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Gallagher? Aye. We only have one item this evening. It's case number 14-017 at 2871 Devil's Glen Road. It's a C2 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable height of an off-premise advertising sign or billboard from 30 feet to 40 feet submitted by Lamar Advertising. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located on the northeast corner of Middle Road and Devil's Glen Road. The sign is located to the rear of the Valvoline Oil Change Service Station. Billboard is two-faced. It allows visibility for eastbound traffic on Middle Road, northbound traffic on Devil's Glen Road with this portion of the sign. And then the back structure on the sign allows visibility for westbound traffic on Middle Road. The applicant reason for this request is due to obstructions for eastbound traffic on Middle Road. As you're approaching the sign, there are numerous on-premise business signs that obstruct visibility for this, for vehicles traveling eastbound. And as you get closer, there is a new obstruction that was placed relatively new, a new Valvoline sign that as you approach the actual intersection partially blocks obstruction of the sign. Given staff's analysis of the traffic approaching the sign, which quite frankly includes some assumptions which may or may not be true, but there are assumptions we made. Approximately half the vehicles that approach this sign that have the possibility of having visibility for that sign are in fact eastbound on Middle Road. So the obstructions involve approximately half the vehicles that approach this sign. Therefore, the applicant contends that the obstruction is significant enough to rise to the level of being a hardship. Staff's analysis also concludes that the sign does have reasonable visibility for both westbound traffic on Middle Road and northbound traffic on Devil's Glen. You all received an email from me. We did receive a letter of objection from Mr. Kramer, who is the owner of Ann's Hallmark store located at the shopping center immediately adjacent to this area, and they're objecting to the sign being raised. Basically, the Reader's Digest version of the text of the letter of objection states that they feel the sign is out of place right now and would be even more so if it was raised an additional 10 feet. That is the only communication staff has received either in writing or verbally on this case. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Sure.
Do you want to go back to the podium, sir, and state your name and address, please?
Hello, my name is Jim Shoemaker. I'm general manager of Lamar Advertising. And our office is over in Carbon Cliff. But can I address the group now?
Yes, sir.
Sure. Okay, great. I appreciate the objection. When we first looked at this location and brought this to the city requesting for a variance, this sign has been in place for quite a few years. Things have changed along that corridor with tree plantings, new on-premise signs, all of that. When the sign was built, it was originally built, I think, in compliance with the ordinance. As for the objection, if the sign wasn't there today, it would be allowable in accordance to the ordinance. So it is conforming as far as the use and zoning. So we're within the ordinance already. To the east of that location, we worked with the neighboring, our neighbors to the east at the auto, the auto zone, and there were some trees planted along the right-of-way there as well. We had approached Bill Connors and talked about the opportunity of removing those trees and replacing them with some low-growing ornament trees, because we had no visibility to that side of the sign. So as the interchange has developed through the years, that sign initially was built in compliance with the ordinance, and it was conducive and viewable to the traffic, both eastbound and westbound, at the time, simply because things weren't growing up, it wasn't developed. Now that it's changed throughout the years, it has impeded on the view of the sign, and we felt it would complement the interchange as well, and our landowner, Valvoline Oil, by bringing it up, because right now if you drive by it, it does almost appear to sit right on top of their roof line, and it gives it the appearance of being very stacked. And I think it would complement, not only serve our needs in trying to get better viewing, but it would certainly complement aesthetically, I believe, by raising it up another 10 feet. I think it would serve the purpose and enhance that interchange in the neighborhood and fit in there much better if it was raised. But I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Anyone have a question for the gentleman?
I have a couple. What is the approximate height of that sign now? What I'm trying to do is, from a distance, I'm trying to visualize myself how tall that is from that previous picture.
30-foot maximum.
Yeah, it's 30.
But what is the sign itself?
The sign itself is 10-6. It's a 10-6 by 36 as far as size.
So from a visual standpoint, you're asking to basically build it one sign above.
Yes.
So that's a visual.
If you look at this photo here, you can see the trees in front of Hy-Vee. Mm-hmm. You know, and those trees, right now it's winter, but once the foliage is on the trees, it's considerably blocked until you actually get to the light. By raising that, it'll give our customers or our local customers, and I believe this side is Trinity Hospital, it'll give them that viewing time they're looking for. And unfortunately, for our business, it's self-serving because people don't buy signs they can't see. So when Trinity is a very good customer of ours, they advertise throughout all of the Quad City area, and this area would certainly complement the advertising dollars they're spending with us to have better visibility to the sign as well.
Another question I have is, I assume that means you're going to raise both signs?
Yes, both of them would go up respectively. What our intention would be, not to change anything. Basically, the existing pipe that's in place, that would stay in place. We would just add a 10-foot stub, basically a 10-foot pipe, onto the existing pipe, and then set the head of the structure on top of that.
And you would be removing the bottom?
The bottom would stay.
So now we're talking about a 20-foot by 30-foot?
No, we'll add a 10-foot piece onto the pipe.
Right.
So the pipe would add a 10-foot piece onto the pipe to give us the height we would need. Mm-hmm. Nothing else on the sign would change. We're just extending the pipe.
Oh, so that sign will just
go up in the air more.
That's what I'm asking. It's not a brand new sign. There will be a void there.
We'll utilize all the existing materials that are there and just add a 10-foot splice in the pole to raise it.
And who owns the property? Is it Valvoline?
Yes.
And this property was here. I'm looking for some history. This sign was here before the Valvoline building, or vice versa?
Yeah, I'd have to defer to Angie.
It was DeGreve Oil.
DeGreve
Oil chain shop at the time the sign initially.
Okay, and you pay some sort of rent or have a renter's agreement or
we have a lease agreement with Valvoline.
And then Valvoline put this sign up a couple of years ago or something?
That's correct.
Did they not approach you?
No, and I think, again, because of the development and because of the two types of signs, theirs is on-premise, which is regulated very differently. There's no spacing requirements. There are spacing requirements between off-premise. So an on-premise sign could be right next to our sign, and they're in compliance with the ordinance as long as the allowance, the height, and all that is met. And I think they're trying to maximize their viewing for their business. So what we end up finding out is if we're obstructed, if we obstruct them, they typically obstruct us. And I think because of the size of the lot, they didn't have a whole lot of options on where to place that. And because it is Valvoline, they have certain requirements with the franchise of what needs to be on that sign. So I don't know if it would have changed anything if they would have involved us, because their needs are their needs, and we don't want to impede on their business as well. We try to just share in the properties that we were on, and try to find a way to not impede on each other as far as viewing to the signs. But in this case, in that specific lot, and just the natural layout and development that has taken place along that interchange, I don't know what kind of options they had with a lower sign or to move it somewhere else. I'm not sure. I guess my point is I think they were limited, and that was probably ideal to use the existing sign that was there and just put a new sign face on that.
Does city ordinance say 30 feet is the maximum?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how many more signs like this? I don't want to start a precedent that they can raise signs all over town, to another 10 feet or something. How many signs do we have of this nature that would be affected if we raise this one 10 feet?
He could probably answer that a little better than I. I think Lamar has the lion's share of all of the off-premise advertising, a dozen.
Yeah, it certainly comes into specific location, and I do appreciate the question. You know, I know we have an office in Dubuque as well, and the topography of Dubuque is rolling hills. And depending upon where your location is at, and if you're in a valley or something, no different than a highway or anything else where business are trying to differentiate themselves and identify themselves with their competition, or to let folks know, identify them as a destination spot, on-premise signs can exceed the height allowance as well, depending upon where they're at. So I don't think it's setting a precedence that if we raise this sign, it means Lamar's going to come in here to want to raise them all. That's not the case. We don't have any concerns with this instance where there's an issue where any of our signs today have to be raised. I know that for me personally, in the past 5 years since I've taken overseeing the Quad Cities, we haven't come to the board for any other request. So it's not something that I think would be established and we'd be in here next year requesting something else. I don't think that's a concern, because we do look at it on a case by case, and we don't have any other inventory in the city where it warrants this type of request.
Well, I know you're trying to sell advertising, and it's a busy intersection, and the traffic comes in there looking which way to go and where to turn and the lights and everything, and it's just sometimes can cause a problem, with a sign attracting other things than what it should be, you know. So, yeah. Any other questions?
Well, I don't have a question for the applicant. I do have a couple questions for staff.
Yes, sir.
First of all, are we absolutely certain that the on-premise signs in the area are to code, to the sign code?
Sure. Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yeah,
what we see is what it should be.
Yes.
Or what's allowable. Okay. And secondly, I share some of his concern with regard to the fact that for a long, long time, this intersection was deemed to be the geographic and developmental center of the city of Bettendorf. Mm-hmm. And my concern is that if we do something like this, we now make the center of Bettendorf the center of Bettendorf's topography and landscape is dominated by signage. And I'm not sure, I'm not sure that's what the founding fathers had in mind when they laid out the city. And I don't mean founding fathers, I mean the people that are the city council and people who do the planning now.
There's the outline approximately of the city. Your observation is about as...
Well, I mean, I've always been told that by everyone, that was the center, and there's a focus for development up in there, the Golden Triangle just north of that, and what we're doing right there along Devil's Glen Road. So I do have a concern about making signage the most visible element in a key area of our city.
Would you say, and I appreciate that concern, so would you say that Hy-Vee or any businesses that are located in that area, if we made all the signs the same height, and as you look at that picture, aesthetically, because the sign's not going to go away.
Sure.
Would you say aesthetically that sign would complement that corner if it was up higher in the air? Does it look as congested?
It does look like it would dominate that corner and fulfill the business needs that you're talking about. I appreciate that, but to me it doesn't look like it would complement the area, you know, nor do the telephone poles and sure. above ground things that you can't do anything about and aren't responsible for.
Yeah.
But when I do go and I go through that intersection on a daily basis, and I notice that sign every time I go through there. So it's not, you know, to me, and I always look at that and I go, how the heck did that even end up there? Very honestly.
Yeah.
But that's
past history.
That's history, and that's fine. You know, we're not here to talk about how it got there. So, mm-hmm. But that's my concern, is if that's an area that we're going to concentrate on, that we don't do something that, because as that area develops more, things that do not that you're not asking for the Board of Adjustments to talk about today, you know, we will have that conversation again, because development will block those other things.
Could I ask this question then? As far as I understand the variance process and hardship in order to be granted. if not having that opportunity of variances, and this is just a question I present, when we think of from an economic standpoint and trying to promote business and folks to locate along that corridor or any corridor to develop a commercial district in town, how many variances would you say Bettendorf has granted in order to bring in a big box retailer or some other industry in order to bring commerce to the community? Because if we're granting variances, we're setting a precedence. So we're demonstrating our hardship is a height allowance. We can exist. We know we can exist and build there today and be in conformance with the zoning and the ordinance. And our hardship is the height. If we were a brand new business wanting to come to town, would there be an opportunity to seek a variance in order to bring development, commercial development to town, commerce?
depending on the business.
And anyone has a right to ask for a variance. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there would be an opportunity to seek a variance.
And do we give variances in order to create commerce?
I wouldn't say we gave them. That's not our purview, is to promote commerce.
I think our responsibility is to give a variance for a hardship. And as I understand your hardship, it is that the property around you has developed within the scope of the ordinance, which I can make an argument you should have contemplated when you built your original building. You maybe should have included some restrictions within the lease that you, and I've seen many leases, so some restriction within the lease that you had with the property owner to prevent them, because it's their sign that's the major problem. I don't know that this is, and I understand the commerce issue and I understand what you're saying, but it seems to me this is not a hardship that is beyond your control. It's a hardship because people have complied with the existing zoning and signage restrictions, which were in existence when you built that sign. So I have a hard time with the definition of a hardship, and since that's one of our criteria, mm-hmm. I have a hard time mm-hmm. with yeah. the
well,
with
and
the
I would,
application.
I would expand that the charge of this committee is not to promote commerce, because that would promote some sort of a bias. And we're here to judge each one by.
Well, and I appreciate your comment. I just wanted to make sure that when I heard the opposition of the sign shouldn't be there to begin with, I wanted to make sure that, that there wasn't a bias and our industry wasn't being singled out.
No, that wasn't the case at all. I just said so sometimes when I go by there and look at it, I'm thinking that sign is already out of proportion with other things that are there. And maybe my comment was it didn't seem flippant, but I didn't mean it to be that way. Okay, I just meant that I notice it enough as a sign that is to me already out of proportion with the things that are there now.
I would say as development occurred along there, it could have gone more along the lines of a state street or something like that, and more signs such as this might have gone up. We had none of us were here. But it didn't develop that way. So this is the only sign. So it's not because it doesn't belong there.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately for us, you know, you try to work within the neighborhood you're in. And, you know, when we initially built the sign, it's pretty tough to plan for the future, pretty tough to have control of, you know, how many square blocks there. You know, going both ways from the interchange, and at the time it was built, there was no reason for hardship because it could be viewed. There were mm-hmm. trees planted, things like that, and it is a different case today than it was when it was originally
built. That's true.
That's true, but mm-hmm. that occurs everywhere. You see barns okay. in the middle of a residential neighborhood because things have grown up around them, and See, you know, I don't know what's going to grow up on the other side of the road where I live right now either, and I'm basically hostage to the zoning that goes through there. So we know that going in that things could change. So it's not unique that something that doesn't tend to look like it belongs there now, I mean, it belonged there years ago.
Yeah.
It's just that's the nature of development.
I'll use my last plea. You know, as we appreciate being here, know that, and we certainly appreciate the relationship we continue to establish with the city of Bettendorf and both Bill and John. As I look at the location, and I firmly believe it makes good sense. To raise that sign, you know, and looking forward, you know, I don't see any public outcry. There aren't people here in opposition. There it is an I don't think it sets a precedence, it's this body, your body, the committee, to look at this. And as we think about one person sending a letter, and their position was a sign shouldn't be there to begin with, there's ample opportunity, public notice, no property owners in the neighborhood are notified. There's no one else in opposition. There's no one else here to oppose this or address it that has any concern. And it's this body that I'm making a plea to, that to grant this hardship and to increase the height of this sign, and it has no negative bearing on the neighborhood. If it did, we'd be hearing about it and they would be here. So that's my last plea as you consider your vote, that I surely hope you take that into consideration and all the discussion, and grant us this opportunity. And I appreciate the time.
Well, I drove up there especially to look at it, and you can see it from all angles. It's still going to be there, and it's still visible. So I just was concerned about the traffic aspect of it and setting a precedent. So,
Sure.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I believe I misstated something earlier. I had forgotten. I personally made a phone call to the owner of the Valvoline station.
Okay.
Because this is so obviously connected to that property, and made sure that the owner was aware of the request and didn't have any objections. And he did return the call to me and say he didn't. So when I say I didn't have any other phone calls, that was an error. I did receive a phone call from the owner of the Valvoline station.
And he was
I just wanted to correct that.
And he was supportive of the request.
He said he had no objection.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion from the floor?
I'll make a motion. I move that, I move that we deny the request for a variance to increase the allowable height of the off-premises advertising sign, case 14017.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk.
Aye.
Gallagher.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Wallager.
Aye. Thank you. Is there anything else to come before the...
I have nothing further for you.
Thank you. We're adjourned.